话是在路加福音24:1-9。
Today we're looking at the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1-9.
我们要一起同声的来念啊，你要用台语、用华语、用 English， 你都可以哈。我们一起同声来念。
Let's read it all together at the same time.
好，路加福音24:1，请。
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them.In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners.Be crucified, and on the third day, be raised again. Then they remembered his word. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The beginning of scripture here says that the first day of the week,
七日的头一日，那些妇女开始做事。
The first day of the week, the women started to work.
好，往下。好，我们的星期六就是犹太人的安息日。
Our Saturday is the Sabbath of the Jews.
是一个星期最后的一天。
It is the last day of the week.
这一天是在纪念神创造这个世界完成之后的休息的日子。
This is to commemorate the day of rest.That God, after He has created the heaven and earth.
而七日头一日
But the beginning of the week
是基督徒的主日
is the Sunday of the Christians.
是一个星期中的第一天
It is the first day of our week.
因为这一天就是主耶稣基督复活的日子
Because this is the day that our God has risen.
我们在圣经里面看见从2-7这段经文
From verses 2-7 here,
这里经文讲到星期天的清晨
it says it's the morning on Sunday.
就是一个星期的第一天的开始天亮了
The first day of the week, the morning broke.
这个时候就是耶稣基督已经死了的第三天
That is on the third day of Jesus, when after Jesus died.
有一群的妇女出现
A group of women appeared.
他们来到耶稣基督坟墓面前
They came to the tomb of Jesus.
要来为已经死的耶稣的身体来抹香料。
Wanted to cover Jesus' body with spices.
可是当他们到那里的时候
，But after they got there,
他们实在很吃惊。
They were amazed, shocked.
为什么
？Why?
因为石头已经被滚开了。
Because the stone had been rolled away.
因为犹太人他们的坟墓是挖在那个岩石的洞穴里面。
The tombs for the Jewish people were inside a stone cave. There's a big stone in front of the cave. But now they see the stone had been rolled away. And Jesus' body wasn't in there. Brothers and sisters, they went into the tomb, they couldn't find Jesus' body. In this Easter beginning and end,
这批妇女扮演了一个很重要的角色。
These group of women, they have a very important role.
他们让我们学到一个很重要的功课。
They help us learn an important lesson.
今天早上我要用15分钟的时间和你们一起来分享。
I want to spend 15 minutes of time to share with you what they did.
当然15分钟是中国时间了。
15 minutes of Chinese time.
是我们的同工给我规定的。
It's a time that I was given.
被消音了，那么快。
Did I say something wrong?
如果十分钟到，你们就只有指表哈。
Well, if I go past 10 minutes,
首先我们看到这些妇女做的事。
Let's see what they did.
为什么那些妇女要在七日头一日黎明这么早起来来坟墓面前
？Why did the women wake up so early that morning?
其实这一节经文在原文里面，它一开始前面还有一个但是 they 好，那个希腊文 they 这个字。
In the original text, there was a word that means but.
中文的和合本我们看圣经没有翻出来。
But in the Chinese Bible, this word but did not, was not translated.
这个字非常重要。
This word debt, D-E-T, debt.
因为它呢是有前面发生一些事情。
It means that something happened before.
然后才有现在这个这么早他们来到坟墓面前。
That causes them to come to the tomb so early in the morning.
到底前面有什么事情了？
What happened before?
我们回头到二十三章去看。
Let's go back to chapter 23.
在二十三章这里又讲到。
In chapter 23, we see here.
当耶稣背着十字架在上各个他的时候。
Now when Jesus was carrying the cross going up to Calvary.
那些妇女在旁边看着。
Those women were looking at him.
并且呢，当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross.
这些妇女也在那里。
The women were there too.
当罗马兵丁用那些尖锐的枪刺到他的肋旁，血水流出来的时候，妇女也站在那。
When the Roman soldiers they poked Jesus' ribs, the women were there.
当耶稣垂死要断气的时刻，他们也在那。
When Jesus was dying, the women were there.
而第54节、55节、54节这里讲。
And in verse 54 and 55, it says here.
当耶稣被抬到坟墓里面安葬的时候，他们也跟到那里。
When Jesus was taken into the tomb, the women also followed him.
现在我们今天看第二十四章一开始。
Now we look at the beginning of chapter 24.
也就是说，事情还没完。
It's not the end of the story.
对这些妇女来讲，事情还没完。
To these women, that's not the end of the story.
一大早天刚亮，他们也在那里。在耶稣坟墓里面。
Early in the morning, they went to the Jesus tomb.
所以他们所做的这一切
，and everything that the women did，
显明他们比其他的门徒都还要忠心，并且忠心到底。
Show that these women are more faithful than even Jesus' disciples, and they were faithful to the end.
他们这样子的忠心到底
，and they were faithful to the end，
可以成为以后凡信主的人一个忠心的榜样。
They can become examples of faithfulness for everyone who follow Jesus afterwards.
什么榜样呢？
What kind of example?
就是在环境最不好的时候。
That when the circumstances are the worst.
是环境最危险的时候。
When the surroundings are the most dangerous.
甚至心情最难过的时候。
When your emotions were most depressed.
甚至看起来事情是比想象的更令人失望的时候。
When things are not going your way and looks really bad,
这些妇女她仍然对主耶稣基督不离不弃。
These women still continue to hold on to Jesus and would not forsake him.
因为他们的主就是这样。
Because that's how Jesus was.
主耶稣来到世界就是这样。
That's how Jesus was when he came to earth.
忠心到死，在十字架上。
Faithfulness to the end on the cross.
所以呢，美国啊有一个电视 talk show 的一个名嘴啊，叫做 Johnny Carson.
There was a famous talk show host Johnny Carson in America.
他这种真 talk show 的人，专门在调侃人家以这个为生的哈，
开
玩笑的。
Make jokes and pokes fun at people.
可是他说呢
，But he says，
他在怎么样的样子也不敢拿一个人来开玩笑。
No matter what he does, he does not dare to make fun of a person.
这个人就是那个一生在印度服侍印度的穷人的那一位 Mother Teresa.
And that is Mother Teresa who served in India for the poor her whole life.
他说，因为这个女子虽然弱小
，Because he says that even this woman is small and weak.
可是她却是一生爱主爱人。忠心到底的属灵巨人。
She is a spiritual giant who loves the Lord and people and were faithful to the end.
所以这些妇女的忠心到底。
So the women who were faithful.
使他们成为第一批经历耶稣基督确认的耶稣基督已经复活的圣徒。
They were the first batch of saints who have confirmed Jesus' resurrection.
就如同第一节一开始讲的黎明的时候。
Just like what it says in first verse that.In the very early in the morning,
那些凡不管环境有多难
，no matter how difficult were the circumstances，
却仍然忠心到底跟随的人
，but those people who still choose to follow Jesus，
他们必要经历基督那复活的生命的大能
，they will experience Jesus' power of resurrection，
他们的生命的光景必要如黎明来到
，their life will be as the break of dawn，
他们必会冲破那一个黑暗的权势。
They will break through the power of darkness. They can come back from failure.
他们的人生必要在死荫幽谷里面看见那清晨的日光。
In their life, in the valley of death, they will see the light of the morning.
因为路加福音第一章七十八节就这样子的宣告。
Because that's what says in the Gospel of Luke.
我们读这段经文，路加福音第一章七十八节说：“因我们的神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。”
It says, "Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven."
要照亮坐在黑暗中
的人。To shine on those living in darkness.
把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
And the shadow of death to guide our feet into the path of peace.
这是第一个，我们看见这些妇女她们的忠心到底，使得她们能够在黎明的时候。
Now we see that these women have been faithful to the end so they can experience the power of resurrection.
求主也让我们看见他们的榜样在我们生命里面发生。
We ask God to let that happen in our lives as well.
你的人生，你的信仰，无论多难。
No matter how hard is your life, how difficult is what you're facing.
你一定要一步一步忠心到底。
You need to be faithful to the end.
你的生命要看见如黎明的晨光。
Your life needs to be able to see the light in the morning.
那复活的主必在你生命里面显出他的大能。
Because the risen God can show His power in your life.
第二个，我们看。
Now my second point.
七日的头一日黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前。
Now the women took the spices had prepared, and in the very early in the morning came to Jesus' tomb.
事实上呢，这些香料和香膏呢，是在耶稣被钉十字架。之后，他们立刻积极的、早早的预备好的。
Now these spices and perfumes that have been prepared for a long time, even after Jesus died.
我们再回头看二十三章。
Let's go back to chapter 23.
那里说，在五十六节说，他们就回去预备了香料、香膏，他们在安息日便遵着诫命安息了。
In verse 56, it says that they went home after Jesus died and prepared spices and perfumes.
也就是他们不是急救章拿这些香料的
，so that they didn't do this in a rush，
而是在耶稣已经死的那一刻，星期五的傍晚，他们就积极的去筹备了，去寻找了，去预备了这些香料和香膏好的。
Right after Jesus died, they start to prepare for spices and perfume for Jesus.
他们的用心早在耶稣刚断气，他们就开始准备了。
They have started preparing. They have the heart to start to prepare right after Jesus died.
然后星期六是安息日，那些犹太人不可以做事。
But then after Good Friday, Saturday, the Jewish are not supposed to do anything because it's Sabbath.
但是呢，我们也注意到。
But then we notice here.
在这之前。
Before this.
也就是这个早上之前。
Before the morning of Easter.
已经有一个有影响力的人做了一些事。
There is there's some people who also did other things.
23章50节说
In chapter 23, there's a person named Joseph.
这个人呢，可能是犹太人的所谓的这个国会议员。
He's a councilman.
所以呢，他呢就去找比拉多，那个罗马的这个总巡抚。
So he came to Pilate, the governor.
去把耶稣的身体要来。
To ask for the body of Jesus.
然后让他原来自己要埋葬自己的坟墓，来让耶稣葬。
So that he could put Jesus' body in a tomb.
好难得，对不对
？Isn't this special?
其实还有更重要的重量级的人也做了事。
And there's another person who did something else too.
这在约翰福音提了这个人。
It's in the book of John.
约翰十九章三十九节说，有一个人叫做尼哥底母。
There's a name Nicodemus, a teacher.
后面还加补了一句话
，And we can see here，
就是先前在夜里去找耶稣的那个人。
That's the man who went to visit Jesus in the night before。
所以这个人在耶稣死之后呢，他带着末药和沉香，有100斤钱来。
He brought 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes to Jesus。
所以呢，这些妇女呢，早就看见。约瑟在星期五把耶稣放在安葬在这个他的坟墓里面。
So these women saw how Joseph buried Jesus to the tomb.
他们也看见这位尼哥底母的出现，他带着100斤的香料、末药、沉香来膏耶稣的身体。
They saw that Nicodemus brought 75 pounds of myrrh and aloe to put on Jesus' body.
已经有两位有影响力、有两位有财力的人负责了。
There are two people, two men who have wealth who was taking care of
Jesus' body already. 为什么第三天早上他们还要多此一举，那么早就来到坟墓前呢？
Then why do they need to come back on the morning of Easter to put even more spices on Jesus?
因为他们不愿意看到他们所爱的耶稣的身体腐臭了烂掉，所以他们愿意再多此一举来预备那个贵重的香料。
Because they don't want to see Jesus' body to rot, to smell, because Jesus is precious for them, so they still came with more spices.
在当时的香料是很贵的，这些香膏是很贵的。
At that time, spices were very expensive and valuable.
一般所了解的那些妇女呢，他的一生哈，能够去用很多他的收入来，才能积了一瓶那个所谓的香膏，来为他的结婚来预备那个东西。
At that time, women have to use their whole life savings just to buy a small jar of perfume.
所以他们并不是跑到那个 supermarket 去抓一瓶这个化活香水来喷一喷这样。
So it's not as easy as going to the supermarket to buy some perfume, but these are very expensive perfumes.
那他们是不是自己有存钱买香料呢？
Did they save their money to buy these perfumes?
或者是他们有向他们的丈夫讨钱买香料呢？
Or did they ask for money from their husbands to buy the perfumes?
我不知道。
I don't know.
因为圣经也没说。
Because the Bible didn't say.
可是呢，这些妇人呢，却拿着这么贵的香料，比男人还细心，比男人还尽心的愿意付代价。
But they were willing to pay the price of buying these perfumes more than a man could, and then to come to Jesus and cover. 我们知道有许多妇女在家里辛苦做得半死。We know that a lot of women, they work very hard at homes, in their homes.
但是向丈夫讨钱却很困难，还要看脸色。
But it's very hard to ask for money from their husbands.
我知道有些妇女她们在许多事上她们很尽心，但是却不被纪念。
There's a lot of women who have put a lot of effort in doing their housework, but they were not recognized.
因为自从结婚那一天，他们的名字就被划，他们姓就被划掉了。
Because after they got married, their last name had been crossed out.
他生的孩子也没有他的姓。
The children that they bear don't carry their last name.
他一生做得很苦，做得很劳碌，也很多人都没被纪念。
They might work very hard, but they never get recognized.
可是丈夫成功的时候，全世界人都知道。
But when their husbands they were successful, then everyone knows.
妻子做的半死，好像没有人知道。
But when the wives they work so hard, no one really know or recognize.
好在圣经说了。
But there's something that the Bible says.
有一句话。
There's one verse.
我们一起念好。
Let's read it together, can we?
来。若有人爱神，
But whoever loves God,
这人乃是神所知道的。这句话安慰了许多妇女的心。
This verse comforted many women's hearts.
神知道。
Because God knows.
你的愿意。
That you are willing.
知道你的付出。
He knows that you have given a sacrifice for him.
神知道你的细心尽力。
God knows that you have given your all.
我们看见这些妇女那么早就黎明就来了，为什么那么早呢？
We see that these women came early in the morning. Why so early in the morning?
可能人家要赶回去给她的丈夫准备早餐。
Or maybe because they needed to go back to prepare for breakfast for their husbands.
可能还要回去为孩子预备食物，等一下要上学。
Or to prepare for food for their.
所以要争取时间。
For their kids.
所以他们都还没有起床，他们赶快来。
So they need to come here before their husband and kids wake up.
在黎明来之前，他们早在前两天他们就已经联络好。
Or they already contacted each other to do this. Let's meet up somewhere and come to the tomb together.
那某某人，你们带香料。
You may bring some spices.
那我们来带香膏。
And we will bring perfumes.
不要忘记哦，还记得不见不散哦。
And reminding each other, don't forget.
天一亮，我们就要在那里哦。
That as day breaks, we need to be there.
几个妇女联络好。
All the women, they will the network and talk.
可能他们含着眼泪。
Maybe they had tears in their eyes.
他们一面思念耶稣。
And they were thinking about Jesus.
纪念他的爱和牺牲。
To remember what Jesus has done.
他们现在愿来回报主的爱。
And they're going to return God's love.
用贵重的香料来为耶稣摆上。
Using the most expensive perfume that they can afford.
其实这些妇女所做的 已经有耶稣基督成为榜样。
And everything that these women did, they followed the example of Jesus.
耶稣就是那一位愿意将他的生命为我们死的。
Jesus
钉在十字架的主。
Is the Lord who is willing to give his life for all of us on the cross.
他们这样子的付代价肯用心。
They were willing to also offer their all.
在这个黎明的时刻。
In this early morning.
不论是愿意忠心或者是愿意摆上时间金钱。
Whether it's time or money, they're willing.
就是他们成为第一批的经历确认耶稣基督复活的圣徒。
So that they could become the first batch of saints who can confirm Jesus' resurrection.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这也是你我的榜样。
They are also our examples.
我们受洗成为基督徒。
After we get baptized,
也是要如此。
We also need to be like that.
忠心到底。
Faithful to the end.
并且肯为主付出代价。
And be willing to sacrifice for the Lord.
无论是在心思、在时间、在财力上，我们都愿意来付上代价。
Whether in your time, in your thoughts, in your money, we need to offer to the Lord.
因为爱我们主也是如此待我们。
Because the Lord does not hold back when He comes to loving us. Lastly,
十五分钟了没
？Is it 15 minutes yet?
好像没有人提醒我，还是你们也都听到忘了。我在加速，因为已经12点了。
Let me speed up a little bit.
最后一个。
Lastly,
我们在这个七八九节看见妇女们听从了神而来的信息。
In verses 7 and 9,
他们记起了耶稣基督的应许。
The women remember Jesus' promise.
所以天就开始转亮了。
So as the day started to be brightened,
这一些话也使他们的心也开了。
And those things caused them to be awakened.
他们开始醒悟过来了。
They started to awaken.
他们开始明白这一件事情了。
And to understand what they have seen.
他们记起耶稣的话。
They remember what Jesus said.
接着他们就便离开从坟墓里回去了。
So they started to go back from the tomb.
所以我们看见他们就转身回去。
They turned and went back.
他们到底要去哪里呢？
Where are they going?
九节告诉我们。
Verse 9 says.
他们不是回去煮早餐。
They didn't go back to make breakfast.
他们不是去菜市场。
They didn't go back to the market.
他们也不是去花园。公园这边在东家长李家短。
They didn't go to the park and gossip.
他们去把这一切神圣、要紧、重大、人类最重大的事情，去告诉门徒和其他的人。
He went to tell the 11 disciples and all the others they know about what they have seen.
请你记得。
Please remember this.
那些人现在是躲起来的。
Those people, the 11 disciples, they were hiding.
那些男人害怕躲起来。
Those men were afraid and they were in hiding.
而妇女们反而过来兼顾这些男人。
But the women are going to help them be strong.
在使徒行传第十四章二十二节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 14.
他说他们就兼顾门徒的心。
It says that they're strengthening the disciples.
劝他们恒心所信的道。
Encourage them.To remain true
又说我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。
It says that we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
有一个农夫呢，他掘了一口井。
There's a farmer who dug a well.
那个井水不错，很清澈。
The water in the well is very clear.
他天天就赶着他的牲口来到这个井旁饮水。
Every day he brought his livestock to drink from the water.
然而有一天，有一年的夏天。
But in one summer,
天干旱，没有下雨。
It was a drought, there was no rain.
井水的水越来越少。
So the water in the well is less and less.
一直到最后连一点都没有了。
Until there's not even a drop left.
这个农户很无奈。
So the farmer was helpless.
可是他又担心他那些牲口会干死。
But he was worried about his livestock.
就到处奔走去寻找那些水源。
So he went around and started to look for other sources of water.
有一天有一个旅客来到他附近。
And there's one day a traveler.
这个农夫就招待他，稍微在他那里休息一下。
So the farmer received him for some rest.
谈话之间呢，他了解了这个农夫所遇到的这个井的这个困扰。
So while they were talking, the traveler understood what the farmer said.
这个客人就问。
The problem he has, and then the traveler asked.
为什么你不把井挖深一点呢？
Why don't you dig a deeper well?
那个农夫就回答说，若是再挖下去就要穿过石头了哈。
But the farmer says, if I go deeper, it will have to go through stones.
这个挖坚固这些石头，这个是很难、很艰辛的、很艰苦的。
It's extremely hard to excavate deeper than, I mean, going further through the rocks.
But
the traveler says, even so, after you do it, you will solve this problem once and for all. Maybe it's one moment of hardship. You may receive surprising reward. So the farmer followed his advice.
He kept digging
deeper and deeper. Even though it cost him a lot of effort. But the end, he dug through the rocks. And then water started to flow out. To overflow to a point, overflowing over the well that can irrigate his fields. Because underneath the well, it's a water fountain, a living fountain. Brothers and sisters, these women have been doing this.
那些男人看到石头,
the men who saw the rocks, they were hiding, they were afraid. But these women, they're not afraid. They continue to persevere, to dig deeper. And they experience Jesus Christ's resurrection. Because Jesus Christ is the living water. So they could become the people who can tell other people about Jesus' resurrection. So in verse 5, we see that the angels appear to the women and ask them, why are you looking for the living among the dead? That's what they said. The angel said another thing, that he is not here. Then the third thing that the angel said is that they said that he is risen.
讲完了这三句话, 他就告诉他们说, 你们应当纪念他。
And after the angels brought the news, they also told the women, you need to remember him.
也就是把方法论转向
So, changing from methodology to Christology. The methods are not the most important thing. Because Christ is the focus of their life.
他是活的,
he is alive.
他不是死神,
he is not a dead God.
不是葬在坟墓的那个神明,
he is not just a deity who is buried in
the tomb. 他也不是让人去悼念的那些神,
he is not a God who is dead, but a God who is living.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
他们就转向来,
so they turn around.
想起了主的话,
they start to remember what Jesus said, and they follow. They become people who are teachable, and they acted.
他们领受了神的话,
they receive God's word. And they spread God's
word.
And to support the weak man.
我常常跟一些姐妹们说啊,
I have been telling the women, sisters in church,
你的先生对你不好,
it's okay if your husband does not treat you well.
这些男人哦, 就是臭男人啊,
because men are men.
因为他们从小就是妈宝嘛,
because men have been precious by
他们平常,
in their mom's
平常表现得很凶, 其实他们其实很弱的啦,
maybe they act very strong. A lot of times they're not as strong.
所以你要记得啊,
so remember that.
他们需要你鼓励啊,
they still need your encouragement.
你不要看见他就说你这个死鬼啊,
don't just look at them and start to blame them.
你不要看他老是骂他这个乱来啊,
and to scold them.
因为他们就是那调皮捣蛋的男孩子吧,
because they are men are kind of like boys. They also need your confirmation and encouragement, just like these women. They have been persevering, faithful, and willing to give. And they use God's word to encourage those men who are weak. Sorry, the husbands were here.
我们男人有一些遇到困难都叫太太去挡。
Sometimes when we are in problem, we ask our wives to help.
哎，这些太太有时候就长得很不错的。
But then our wives are capable, very capable.
看起来是很弱，其实只是她们很温柔，但不是软弱。
Sometimes they may look weak, but they are not weak.
她们的心比我们刚强的。
They are strong.
所以你看到这些妇女。
So look at these women.
在后来呢
？Later.
除了有一位圣徒叫做约翰之外，只有这些女人第一手亲自的、第一次的。遇到了耶稣基督复活的主。
Besides John, these women are the ones who personally have witnessed Jesus' empty tomb.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brother and sister,
这一群人成为亲自的目击证人。
They are the first eyewitnesses.
这个小团队有人说呢，他们就是主耶稣基督复活之后人类第一组的宣教团队。
We can say that they are the first group of missionaries.
他们的本质就是忠心。
And they were faithful,
愿意
they were willing,
而且顺服受教
and they were teachable.
这是门徒的榜样
they are the examples for all followers of God.
他们向全世界发出
They have sent the message to everyone in the world.
人的命运已经是像黎明来临一样
The destiny of men are like the break of dawn.
那个盼望的信息就是耶稣基督已经复活了
The message of hope is that Jesus Christ has risen.
感谢主
，Thank God。
我们现在要请我们同工来带我们一起祷告，来回应主啊。我们时间因为很赶，所以我们就请他们来上台来带。